America. Worldwide demonstrations calling for action against climate change kicked off Friday in Australia, where tens of thousands gathered across the country.
And our first strike! I said that this was just the beginning, that we would keep striking, keep taking action, and do everything we could to avert this crisis. And today shows that we have followed through with that promise!
The protests happening in cities around the world are calling for action to guard against climate change and happening ahead of a UN summit in New York. Hundreds of students across the Czech Republic skipped classes on Friday to demonstrate as well.
You know, the future, if we will study and do nothing with climate crisis, we will study for nothing because everything will be destroyed by climate crisis.
Meanwhile, hundreds more protesters holding placards marched through the streets of Johannesburg, South Africa, demanding the local government declare a climate emergency.
Climate justice is about ensuring that my children and my children's children and their children have a planet to live on that's healthy.
The worldwide climate strike will culminate in New York when 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg, who has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for her activism, will spearhead a rally at the United Nations headquarters. The Zimbabwean doctor, whose disappearance sparked off a wave of doctors' protests across the country, has reappeared alive. VOA Zimbabwe Services Live Talk program spoke to Dr. Peter Mugambi, who is the president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. The doctor said he could not remember exactly what happened to him. This is VOA News. A report by the Washington Post cites a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower saying President Donald Trump made a promise to a foreign leader, presumably Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The newspaper, citing two former U.S. officials familiar with the matter, now a key U.S. House Democrat, is accusing the Trump administration of withholding the serious whistleblower complaint. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee's warning he's ready to go to court to force the Trump administration to release information about a whistleblower complaint surrounding President Trump and a conversation with a foreign leader. Adam Schiff says the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community labeled the complaint serious and urgent. But when Michael Atkinson appeared before the committee yesterday, he said he was under administration orders not to discuss the complaint.
That was the AP's Jackie Quinn. Tropical storm Imelda brought severe flooding to the U.S. state of Texas and left at least two people dead. That's according to reporting by the Associated Press. Rescue crews in the Houston area used boats to reach stranded drivers and families trapped in their cars. This pastor is helping with the efforts and spoke to KFDM-TV.
Our first responders are just incredible. They've been working house fires. They've been working rescues. We have more on the way.
Officials in Harris County, which includes Houston, said there had been a combination of at least 1,700 high water rescues and evacuations to get people to shelter, as the duration and intensity of the rain caught many by surprise. Amnesty International on Friday accused Hong Kong police of using excessive force against pro-democracy protesters, in some cases amounting to torture. In a report based on interviews with nearly two dozen activists, the Global Rights Watchdog said the city's police officers routinely went beyond the level of force allowed by local law and international standards. Here's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
Amnesty said retaliatory acts included one instance of shining lasers into the eyes of detainees, a tactic used by many protesters on the streets against the police. Responding to the report, Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity, and rights of those in custody, and have used the minimum force necessary. Over the summer, demonstrators have lit fires across the city. They stormed and ransacked the Legislative Council and have thrown petrol bombs at police. Police have responded with tear gas, water cannons, and fired off live rounds into the air.
That was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1.